So you want to launch into that popcorn?
All up in the pop shield with some popcorn. Gonna eat a popcorn.
In the pop shield.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the ghost.
Catherine Hepburn to my right.
Welcome to the ghost.
We've got
famous people with Parkinson's. Mark Canton.
Annie Gill.
Moira Brady Averill.
And that's it. That's the full compliment today.
Yep.
Rory. Did Mark say his name? Rory.
That's all you're getting. Yes,
you said my name.
I did?
I think so.
Say my name.
I called you Catherine Hepburn.
Rory and Kelly can't be here today because they're doing it with each other.
Oh.
No, that is not nice.
What exactly? We'll never know.
Moira.
Sorry.
Your husband is going to get angry at you.
Because I'm kicking the...
Because you're bumping the microphones.
I'm bumping the microphones.
That's what Rory and Kelly are doing right now.
They're bumping microphones. They're bumping their microphones against one another. And it's...
Too graphic.
The
too graphic.
Fornication.
Too graphic. It's good to make fun of other team members when
especially,
they're not around.
Yeah, when they transform their genitalia into microphones.
Yep.
We're actually watching them do it right now and laughing.
Let's move on, shall we?
Guys, can you keep it down?
Guys, just shh. Thanks.
Hey, so my question this week is, I'm going to get in there first.
Yeah, get in there.
How do you feel about tomorrow?
Nervous.
So we're doing a show at Improv Fest Ireland tomorrow. It's a longer show than we normally do.
Almost double it. In fact, double it in length.
Over double the length. Well, we'll probably just do double the length. If you're expecting an hour show tomorrow, we're probably going to do 50 minutes. 45.
Yeah, 45, 50. I'd say you'll be out of there.
30.
38. 38. Solid 38.
Yeah.
But do come, because we'd love to see your shining faces, and I hope it will be fun.
It will be fun.
And worth your €8.
So possibly Kelly's parents are going to be there.
Uh-oh.
Did she say that or did I just make
no,
that up?
No, you made that up. I don't...
No, but now it has to happen because we've said it on the podcast.
Yes.
I felt like she said that maybe they were going to be
I
there.
I think they will. They're very supportive and they care a lot about her comedy. So, and they enjoyed our show last time they came. So.
Yeah, they did.
My parents might be there as well.
Really? Yeah. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I'd love to meet your parents.
That's what very exciting.
That fucking crazy.
my parents really would crazy. Like to be there if they could be, but they're in America.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure my dad would not really come.
He'd prefer
to be in the show.
He'd prefer to be in the show. He'd prefer to take part. Otherwise, forget about it.
I kind of get that. I get why he would feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to laugh at me.
He would just want to do a small 20-minute set.
Oh, no, you mean like when your dad's the guy who likes the people to be trapped in the car so that he gets to tell them stories.
Yeah. Lifts are really good as well. Movie theaters.
During movies.
Yeah. Canton, how are you feeling about tomorrow night?
I'm feeling okay. Yeah, I guess a little nervous because there's going to be stuff we're doing tomorrow which we haven't really done on stage before. So that could be terrible.
I'm listening. Yep.
Also, I plan on shaving my legs.
For during this event. The show.
If we need to make up some extra time.
Where at Annie will shave their legs.
Out come the bowl of water, the straight razors. And
Annie will now shave her legs in the style of a given actor. Please name an actor or historical character.
Yes, it's such a good idea. I fucking love that idea. Two historical figures shaving their legs together.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington.
Yes.
And who else?
Martin Luther
Gandhi.
King.
Martin Luther King. Gandhi. George Washington and Marlon Brando. Shave their legs.
Yeah, I like that it's all men that we've suggested.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more.
Clearly.
They will obviously have to justify my hair length.
Yeah, that or King Kong. For me. Connor asked me if my if I shaved my legs. I said, no, I obviously haven't. And he goes, it's like your legs are wearing woolly jumpers.
Can I see?
Yeah.
But we're both
wearing...
It's been like, I think since...
Oh, one of those are the socks.
Oh, you got light-colored furs. No?
Do you have, like...
It's hard to see in this red light.
Oh, my God. I can't even see anything wearing.
No.
But you...
I know.
There.
It's the feeling. It's the feeling.
My legs remind me of my mother's before she, yeah.
They're highlighted by the red light there. There's a hair
There's
on,
lovely.
On
yeah,
my
Cantons,
legs.
Cantons are...
hairs.
Cantons are elegantly gardened.
I haven't done a lot of pruning there, to be honest.
Yeah,
don't understate it, Canton. They look beautiful.
I'm standing on Mark's legs. I'm his garden gnome.
He's hired Moira to be his garden gnome. Can we turn off the heater now?
What's
$10 an hour?
I'm starting to.
Yeah, you roasting a little bit?
Yeah, but I like it.
I can move it away.
I like it.
That is pretty warm. Dangerous.
What's been going on? What have you been up to?
Well, I made some pumpkin muffins at the weekend, which was fun.
How did you make them? Just quickly, ingredients. Just give me the...
You need the can of pumpkin puree.
So you don't use fresh pumpkin?
No.
You didn't use fresh pumpkin?
Well, don't. Use the pumpkin puree.
You had pumpkin puree, mm-hmm. And then that's like a nice moist...
Yeah, that's why they're nice and moist and fluffy. So, and then flour, sugar, eggs...
But you don't need butter because you use the puree?
Yeah. No, there's no butter in there.
I'm taking a note now of stuff that I'm going to delete later from the podcast. Discussion of pumpkin buns.
Pumpkin buns. Well, that's what I did this weekend.
That's what everybody...
You asked.
Yep. Yeah. That's what everybody tunes in for. The recipes.
And I ate a stupid amount of crisps over the weekend. Like more crisps, I think, than I've eaten all year. I ate this weekend. Kind of by accident, on purpose.
Were you medicating with them? Or?
I was self-medicating with different flavors of crisps.
Oh, man, if only we had a visual component where there was a montage of
Annie chowing.
in her eating shirt.
In the eating outfit, getting it in. No, because I went to a few places where they were out, you know, and if you're having a glass of wine or a beer,
you have to eat crisps or peanuts.
So I was eating a lot then, and then... I was out very late on Friday night, early Saturday morning, and found myself in my kitchen working my way through a big bag of crisps. And once you get halfway through, it's like, fuck it, I might as well finish it.
That was kind of your dinner?
Actually, yes, because I didn't really have dinner that night, which
weird.
Is a test.
How did it feel the next day?
I actually felt okay. I felt very thirsty.
Yes, of course.
But not really hungover.
Because there was a salt that
salt
absorbed.
And probably sugar as well.
Yeah.
Have you tried crisp omelet?
What?
Oh, fuck. Mark, shut. Oh, God.
It's just fried potato in an omelet. You would do that anyway. The potatoes are already fried. Just heat them up, shove on the eggs. You're ready to go.
Sometimes when Mark talks, it sounds like he's been drinking all day.
Sometimes. What do you mean sometimes?
It's
always been
true.
Drinking.
Like a crisp omelet. Like, are you talking about you make your own crisp
potatoes? People think I don't drink because they've just never seen me sober.
That is actually, yeah.
What? What did you say?
What?
Do I make my own crisps? No, you just take the crisps.
You use a bag of crisps, yeah. Like actual crisps.
Oh,
yeah.
No. What did I do this weekend? I went to a 30th birthday. It was a really great 30th. Best one I've been to. This lady named Martha. She's really nice. And her friends were so wonderful, which is always nice when someone has, like, wonderful friends.
Yeah, agreed.
They're strangers to you, but they're not strangers anymore because you talk to them. And they're nice to you when they talk to you.
It makes a difference. It definitely does.
It totally makes a difference.
Where was the party?
South Circular Road. It's really fun.
Good.
And then I worked Sunday, and Friday night, I don't remember what I did.
Yeah, who does?
Who remembers?
This is the thing.
Oh, you know what I fucking did? Saw an old friend, but she was going to see Gary Newman, so she ran off to that, and sat with Gareth in the library bar, reading out loud Jerry Adams's tweets. So funny.
And did you get, like, a following, and did people start throwing money at you, and... No. Did you do a Jerry Adams impression?
No. I wouldn't. Well, I would.
You would.
I don't. The fact that he always uses the number two instead of the word two for everything, and that you can hear in your head tight, you know.
Hey, I don't think then that's so funny at all. Actually, to reiterate.
Just to be clear, I'm holding up a fake microphone to Mark's mouth while he talks into a real one.
that's correct indeed. My tweets, I am big into the Twitter. Facebook is for the other people. We would not appreciate Facebook. Twitter is the way of Ireland has been on Twitter for hundreds of years. And we will not be on Facebook, never. We have a grand tradition of being on Twitter. Tweeting is in my blood.
Can I ask you, does he really call, does he call he says the other people?
No, I don't
know. Oh, it's he refers to Protestants really as the other
people. The other people.
It's for the other people. sectarianism.
dear.
Start some fights.
Hey, I saw Gary Newman once, and about last year, I think.
Yeah, you saw him. He was here last year at the Button Factory.
Yep, I saw it, and I have two of Gary Newman's albums, the kind of the classic albums with the two big hits on them. And so I was like, yeah, I'll be all right. I mean, he's had a long career since then, and there was two songs that I knew in the whole thing, and it was just mind-numbingly awful.
Was it really awful?
Well, just like,
for super fans, it was probably great.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Gary Newman's later work, great. But if you just like those two classic albums, no, I was lost.
He's had a pretty prodigious recording career.
He got pretty industrial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people fucking love him.
Yeah, and it was extremely hot and overcrowded, and so I was just dying to get out of there.
Why didn't you just get out of there?
You made money, for the tickets.
I paid money, and I don't know, maybe because I was there with my friend Gareth, I didn't want to see his little face disappointed.
Crumple up.
Yeah.
And burst into tears.
Although I don't think he had much better time than I did.
Have you ever walked out of...
Yes.
This podcast?
Cinema? First question. This is a three-parter. Cinema?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yes.
You've never walked out of the cinema?
Garden no. State. I walked out after half an hour.
I can see
Garden
that.
State. I can see that as your worst
I can totally
nightmare
see that
of a film
was
ever.
Like, I was like, no! No! No!
I had to be dragged out screaming my head off of E.T. at the age of three or something.
Why?
Because he went white and was in the hospital.
Oh, you love that.
That
you're
was
like,
scary.
I haven't seen
screaming.
It since.
I haven't seen it since.
I've never seen E.T.
It's
since
not that
I was,
bad. It's a good film. It's not bad.
I know. I would like to, but that's my memory of
that scene is so scary.
Losing my mind in the cinema after having been so excited about it.
I did actually walk out of a film I just remembered last year.
Okay, Liar. Yeah. Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. What did you walk out of?
It was some kind of horror film, which I didn't realize was a horror film. It had the Olsen girl, who's not a twin, in it.
There's a third sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elizabeth. Well, little. I mean, she's like 21 or something like that.
She's her little
I think
sister.
She's maybe a bit older than that, actually. She was in that Martha May, Marcy Marlene.
I haven't seen that. I need to download that. I mean, I need to rent that.
Legally download that.
Legally.
From the site. Netflix.
Yes.
It's not actually that amazing a film, but she's kind of an interesting actor. So I thought, see this other film that she's in, and it was rubbish.
And also,
I don't really like horror films. And yeah, she was just running around the house the whole time.
Oh no!
Being chased by people.
Sounds kind of funny.
I don't need to see the rest of this.
You're like this, the name of the film is Tag.
And then yeah.
Why don't
Tag?
Why don't
you're
you
it.
Walk out? Of- Why don't you walk out of films if you don't like them when you're watching them?
Because I'm married to Gareth.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Sometimes it's good thinking time. Maybe hope it'll get
nice
better.
Dark room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever walked out of a theater during a play?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
I can't say because Mark and you are friends with people who are in it.
I don't think we're going to take offense to it. Can you say it off the record?
I can say it off the record. Mark, do you mind bleeping it out?
Just whisper
we'll see
to
what
us.
It is. We'll see what it is.
Yeah, all right. I'll bleep it out.
It was the one...
The Goose!
Or whatever that was called.
The Goose!
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I left during the intermission. And I sat next to Donal, this guy named Donal that I know, and he's like, you can't leave during the intermission. And I was like, I'm going to. And I did.
There was one I would have walked out on, which was called The Gates of Gold, which I'm not even going to bleep that. It was on in the gate. And it was 2 hours with no interval. Just,
oh, my God.
It was just deathly boring. I went with my friend Nikki and... Like, we were just sitting there, and both of us independently, we didn't say it to each other, but both of us were like, I've never left this play before, but at the interval, I'm going. I cannot take any more of this. But there was no interval. They fucking knew that
they
no
knew.
One would
yeah,
come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then the very last line was, blah-dee, blah-dee, blah, the gates of gold. You're like, that's it, she said it. We can leave, that must be it. Let's go. And it was.
And you ran from the theater like it was on fire.
We ran, and then other people were leaving, saying that was very good. It was very good, wasn't it?
Ugh.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was the worst thing ever.
I got free tickets to see Druid's production of The Silver Tassie, and most people I know walked out after like because it was like the first interval, the second interval, the third interval, the fourth interval, and I went with Gareth's dad, and I didn't know him that well. That stage, he was sort of like doing a father-in-law, daughter-in-law thing.
You're cute.
But we both were just like, like by like, you know, like the, I don't know, it was like 3 hours or something insane. Yeah. It was.
I've never like left humorous. The theater either. I don't think.
Never?
No.
When
but
did you most want to?
That's a good question.
Name and shame. Jezebel.
Does it? Yes.
My play.
Does it count if I was in it? Just kidding. No, I'm sure there have been fringe shows that I've seen both in Edinburgh and here that I've wanted to. But usually they're
short
just
enough.
About an hour long that you can kind of, you know, but there's been a few where it's like, I'm probably going to fall asleep now and that's okay because I don't care about this.
That's easy enough to do when you're, I mean, like that's how I now it shut off. I was watching I'm Still Here yesterday and like that's how I left the room, just passed right out. Can't take this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, so you were not still there.
I was not still there. I had like a physiological reaction to that film, which is not a positive one. Well, it was positive in a way. I suppose it was restful.
Yeah, you got to renew some cells and things.
Joaquin Phoenix, wherever you are, thank you so much for allowing me to renew cells during your fake documentary film that you made with your brother-in-law Casey Affleck that I thought was the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was the shout out to Joaquin Phoenix. What I was going to say is that when I used to go to the theater in New York, to BAM, which is in Brooklyn, and it's at the same subway stop as Junior's, which is the original Junior's, which is a famous Brooklyn diner that is famous for their cheesecake, giant slices of cheesecake. So, and I'd usually go to BAM with one of my mother's good friends, Griselda. And at the interval, she would turn
just
to me.
Just leave it. Don't make any comment on the name. Just leave it.
Griselda. Isn't
it
an incredible name? It's like really old-fashioned.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy.
It pretty much to me just sounds like ugly.
Griselda. Yeah. But
it just sounds like grizzly. Like she's a grizzly woman.
Grizz. And I do call her Grizz. I'm trying to think. Anyway, we'll get back to female names in a minute. But she would, at the interval, the joke would always be, or the joke or the serious thing was always, do you want to take the cheesecake option? Which was like, if it's really awful, we go for cheesecake. But it didn't happen in all the time I was with her. She has no problem walking out of plays. I always feel like I should stick it out to the end.
Well, you're a
perfect person.
You're practically perfect in every way.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't deal. I'm better at things now, like not leaving, because Gareth is much more like, you need to do the right thing. Don't be defiant. Be more patient. Be better. Be more like Annie Gill.
But I also don't know that that's always the right thing either. I think if there's something that you need to walk out of, you should get out. And now back to female names. I understand what you're saying about Griselda, but I also... there are a few Irish names in the Irish language that we don't really have in the States that I do find, like, it just sounds like...
Jarring.
Oh, yuck. It sounds like something not nice.
Is that an Irish name?
Jarring.
No, Jarlath is.
Jarring O'Donoghue.
You mean things like Rianach?
I haven't heard that one before.
You don't know Rianach?
Rianach.
No, but that's on the list now for sure.
Yeah.
It's pretty common. I'd say it's pretty common.
There's a point in some Irish adults' lives where they decide, I think I want no one to be able to pronounce or spell my name. I'm going to change it from a spellable name into just a whole load of letters.
With lots of accents.
Okay, great. I mean, I'm Irish. I can't spell that. How the fuck do you expect anyone else from outside this country to be able to spell this bullshit now?
Well, it's a middle-class nationalistic thing to do, is it not? Taking back the Irish spelling of a name. So yeah. You're rejecting the anglicized spelling. I get it, but yeah,
I mean, you're just setting yourself up for misery. What are your least favorite Irish names? Coming in at number five.
It's hard because there are probably people who have these names.
Yeah. So, well, you're just saying their names are bullshit. Doesn't mean they're bullshit.
Yeah, I know. It's like I know a Tiffany I love, but Jesus.
That's a
name
stupid
Tiffany.
Name. Yeah, that's true. I know a Shelly. One of my favorite people is Shelly, but I think Shelly's a silly name.
Shelly's kind of nice.
Shelly's nice. Cute.
She is cute.
I know you're a cute right Shelly. I'm pretty cute Shelly.
Oh, yeah. Cuiva is the big on top of the list.
Because it sounds like Queefer.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like vagina fart.
It does, absolutely.
Hello, my name is Vagina Fart.
Hello, I'm Quiva. Like, it's like, okay. Granya.
Yeah, put your hands on that and massage it. I pull my granya muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good one.
And then, oh God, what's
these aren't too bad, though. I mean, they're pretty straightforward. Quiva and Granya are pretty mainstream Irish names.
I know, well, that's the problem.
The twins.
The twins.
Okay, well,
that's what Mark calls his breasts.
I'm going to come around to them probably and end up naming my children Cuiva and Granya. You never know. But
Just to torture them.
Yeah, just to torture them.
I think
them.
It is. You couldn't live in the States and be called Cuiva. There's no way.
Well, because the spelling is crazy, too. It's like C-A-I-M-H-E.
It's like C, every single vowel in a row, B-E. Not really, but...
Yeah.
It's so, yeah...
But there are some beautiful, beautiful Irish names that I do really love. But again, I couldn't name my children that because in the States it'd just be like...
Royson.
Yeah.
Where's Siobhan?
Yeah, and Theorisi.
Theorisi.
What's happening? Mark just said Royson.
Roisin.
Oh. Royson. And Siobhan.
Why is Mark talking about Royson? Like, polonium. Oh, Arafat.
So my actual real question of the day, because I didn't want to drop the ball on asking a food question of the week, but it ties into what we were talking about.
Pumpkin muffins?
Yeah, no. It ties into cinema. What's your favorite thing to eat at the cinema?
I will not eat once the film has begun.
You're polite.
And I just don't want the distraction. Because really? Then you're just watching the film thinking, will I have another minstrel now? Kind of got a disgusting taste in my mouth. Maybe another minstrel will help. Maybe no. I'll wait.
No, I can't listen to you talk about this. I think I'm going to catch your brain disease.
No, yeah, nobody else thinks like that. That is not.
Annie, I have it. I have it.
It's just mindless.
Yeah, I don't. No. I don't eat once the film has begun.
I eat popcorn. I like healthy snacks. Kumquats.
You eat kumquats in the cinema?
Mixed with the popcorn. And it's persimmon season, people. Remember that. So.
Don't forget that.
It's what?
Persimmon season.
If there's one thing you take away from this podcast, it's the fact that it's persimmon season.
Can we all say that together?
Persimmon season. A friend of mine...
Annie wanted to say it 10 more times.
We were discussing allergies and intolerances. And I was like, oh, and do you have any? He's like, no, I don't. Well, I suppose maybe quinces.
I have a quince at my house.
That must be so debilitating for you, Owen, because, I mean, they put quince in everything these days.
I love quince paste.
Like,
the saddest... Sometimes I have been known to sneak in sandwiches to the cinema and basically effectively eat my lunch and or dinner.
Turned in some old ladies, four women who sat behind us at Evita, who had, like, cocktails, like martini shakers and stuff, but she told on them.
They had a little trolley.
They had, like, a little trolley.
Bar cart.
Tiny butler. Yes.
I've never drunk in the cinema, but I'd be open to it. Bringing in, like, a trolley of fancy drinks.
You can drink in the lighthouse.
Yeah.
You can just get a beer, wine.
I just haven't, because I actually don't like to drink unless it's like sips of water to keep the popcorn going down smooth, because I don't like to leave to go to the bathroom. That's my least favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the lighthouse when you could be very far away from the bathroom.
Yeah, it's possible.
So
we need to talk to Derek Tynan about that.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to... Yeah, anyway, I wouldn't want to... However, having said that, I was at Gravity on Saturday night, and Duck got up to go to the toilet, and when he came back, it was, like, the same thing, same exact thing was happening. And it wasn't like he was in the toilet for a long time. It was really fast, but I was like, wow, he didn't miss anything. How did he time it like that?
Because he didn't wash his hands, probably.
Probably. Yeah, fair enough. Boys don't.
Or the film stays in pretty much the same place for the whole thing.
Space.
She's just running around space for a long
time. Please don't say space. You know that I'm afraid.
Well, don't go see Gravity then.
Don't say... Can you call it the G word?
Don't see Sandra Bullock in any... Don't say Sandra Bullock. Don't, you know I'm afraid
Sandra.
Of her.
You know I have a Sandra Bullock fear.
Her taut face scares me.
Yeah,
she's had a lot of work done.
Don't blame her. Someday I'll have a lot of work done.
Do you think?
This has got to go.
But your whole... You wouldn't look like you.
It will leave, and you'll get used to how I look.
Okay.
That's it.
Is that why you're working as hard as you are so that you can...
We haven't announced, actually, to the listeners at home what you pointed to when you said, this has got to go.
It's her nose.
It's her penis.
It's her nose penis.
I defrocked, and I have this, like, my penis is like the like a proboscis monkey's nose. Just dangling all between my legs.
Yep.
That's what most penises are anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, you're describing...
No, but mine is nostrils.
Yeah. Which is useful. But
and interesting.
Yeah. Only if you like smelling seats.
That's what Mark calls fannies.
And the inside of trousers.
Yeah.
It's a good superhero power.
It's so sick.
Just to smell seats on the inside of trousers.
Oh, it would be so unfortunate that, like, the number of times people have had, like, real warm sessions on the bus.
Just so you know, that low rumbling sound is me farting for the last 30 seconds.
Mark's having a warm session on the sex chair.
Yeah.
A warm session, is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. That was just the end of it there.
Still going. Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, we're just doing a podcast. Oh.
Oh.
You got a bit of a burpee?
That's right.
Okay.
Certainly.
Sure.
Of course. Moira happened to just leave, so
she couldn't take,
you can just take Canton's her place.
Been farting.
Yeah, I farted a lot.
She's very offended by that, so if you can handle it.
Can I sit here?
You can sit there, yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing today? Are you all right?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Len.
Len?
Len.
Len.
Len, nice to meet you.
Len.
So, what do you do, Len?
I'm a goblin.
Oh, a goblin.
Ooh.
I was wondering, I didn't want to say, but
I had you confused with a house elf.
I thought
but
your
ears
were quite
pointy. But
now
that you say goblin, I can see it.
Yeah. What's the difference between a goblin and a hobgoblin, Len?
Do you want me to show you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Is that a nose or
wow.
A penis? That's weird.
Hobgoblins, I heard, have two of those, and that's why you're just a goblin.
I have a crack skin.
It's pretty much impossible to understand a word you're saying, Len, just so you know. Yeah, that's true.
That was hilarious.
Well, Len, what brings you to our studio today?
Scars.
Scars?
Scars.
Scars.
Scarves.
Scars of respect.
Scars of respect?
Scars on Mark's back.
Scars on Mark's back. The scars on your back?
Are you gonna put scars on my back? Did you say show us your scars? Are you related to Shane McGowan? Yes, you are.
He's a hobgoblin.
He's a hobgoblin. Mm,
that explains very much.
Teeth and ears. Teeth and ears.
teeth and eels?
Show us your scars, Mark.
Show us your scars, Mark.
Okay, well, it's not actually that big, but there.
Whoa!
What are you doing? You're feeding on my scars?
That's disgusting.
Why are you licking them like that?
He likes them.
I'm not sure I like this.
It's kind of tickly, though, is it?
It's pretty tickly.
I can see a bit of excitement registering on your brow there, Canton.
Oh, yeah, I'm rock hard right now. Len, what? Oh, Len, you're just going.
He finished.
Oh.
Did you see that goblin out there?
What the fuck was that?
That was a goblin.
Talking to a goblin now.
Mm-hmm. We've really gone downhill.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I'd say the things are getting a little dangerous.
Rory would never have let that shit happen.
No way.
Not have let it happen.
But Rory's not here right now.
Hey, am I right?
Anything.
Okay, that might be very annoying to listen to.
Poor Gareth.
Poor Gareth.
Having to listen to them having sex like that.
Hi, how's it going? Hi, Emer. Emer, here's my card. Emer, here's my card. Emer.
Thanks.
Here's my card.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for coming down today, guys. Okay, I just wanted to talk about the podcast, okay? How things are going, okay, with the podcast, okay? So, where do you see the podcast moving forward? Where do you see the podcast moving forward to, moving in a forward direction?
We're going to move forward. We're going to move the podcast to New York.
Okay, New York, that's a great market. I really like that for you guys. Now, how are you going to implement such a plan?
I kind of wanted to do it out on out in the sea in one of those boats, pirate radio.
Pirate radio. Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
He's a Scientologist, so...
Yes.
Super. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let's key into the Scientology market.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, guys.
Thanks.
I want to bring this podcast forward. Otherwise, I'm going to have to fire you.
Both of us?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to shut down this podcast unless we can bring it to a forward movement.
Well, what do you suggest, Emer?
What should we do, Emer? I mean, we brought you in here as a consultant.
Yeah, I'm consulting with you, and I'm just going to say that I will have to shut this podcast down, okay?
I'm so good at not swearing.
How
do you shut down a podcast? It's the internet. It's freedom of information. What?
Exactly. That's what we really need to look into. Okay, if we're going to move forward with the shutdown, we're going to have to look into how to shut down the podcast. Okay, great. So let's put that on our board just up here. And great. Rory is here. Excellent, Rory. Please come in. I was just talking to the guys about how we want to move the podcast forward. Okay, I'm just trying to get this podcast.
Emer
to
wants
be
a- to shut our podcast down Emer. Unless we move it forward.
Emer.
Rory.
Rory, thank God.
Emer, here's my card. Emer. Yeah. Emer, here's my card. Emer.
All right, you're Emer.
Yeah, that's right. Here you go. Here's my card.
You want to shut us down?
No, I'm just saying let's...
You're backtracking.
I'm saying...
You're backtracking.
I'm saying we will have to shut the podcast down.
I said I wanted to do
I think we're all agreed.
Offshore.
Offshore.
The feds can't catch us.
That's right.
The EU police can't catch
us. That's right.
We're like...
Safe.
Safe.
They have helicopters.
To eat as
many... Yeah, but
we're in
non-national waters.
Yeah, Emer, I was just wondering, is there a way that you could help us procure a boat?
A boat?
Is that
okay,
what you maybe
great.
Could help
I'll
us
write
with?
That down. Yeah, boat. Now, what kind of boat are you looking for?
Is that a yes?
A blue boat.
I'm just writing it down. Now, we're just taking some notes.
The biggest
A blue boat.
Boat.
Great. Okay.
I'd like it to have separate rooms for each of us, if that's okay.
That's a good idea.
I mean, except for maybe Kelly and Rory.
That'll be a large boat, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I am sure how Kelly feels about that, but...
Okay, good to know.
Well, pretty sure I've
well that's what we've been...
Idea.
I mean,
that's
one
that.
Of the things I wanted to talk to you about, is to bring some will they, won't they, you know, Ross and Rachel kind of stuff into the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, into the podcast. I really feel like that could...
that's a good idea.
Take things to the next level for you guys, okay?
Okay, so what do you suggest, Emer? How do we kick that off?
Well, that's why I brought Len in earlier. I just thought he might have an interesting sexual chemistry with Mark.
Len is a goblin.
Len is a goblin, that's right. He has a nose penis. Yeah. And I just felt like Mark might be interested in that kind of thing. But it's,
he might be.
There's
he
a stigma
be.
Attached. I, so
right. In a non-judgmental way, I always got that vibe off of Cassie.
Yeah, yeah, me too, actually.
So obviously...
Like he'd be interested, but he wouldn't want to tell anybody? Yeah. Fear the shame.
That was so good of you, Emer. You've really got us nailed.
Yeah, absolutely. Annie, what I'd like to do for you is go for the vampire market, okay?
Okay.
So, do you know any bats or anything like that? You
might I can definitely get my hands on some.
I can help you. I know a bat.
Okay,
about
so if you can just stay out of all sunlight, just to really pale up your skin.
Yeah.
And
start hanging upside down.
Yeah, and maybe just take a bit of a chisel to those teeth and see if you can get them a little bit pointier. Great, great.
Can I shave your head?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, great. That's super. Now, Moira.
Yeah, what is it?
I feel like your whole, this whole thing with you being from the States is not working out, okay? We've already got someone from the States who's also going to be a vampire now.
Okay, fair enough.
So we feel like you should be from Northern Ireland, okay? You're really into the Northern Irish and the other people, as they're called. So how would you feel about that?
Not bad.
Excellent, great.
Wow, Moy, that was really good.
Pretty good Northern Irish. Right,
don't open your mouth again, though.
Yeah.
And what have you got in store for
Mr. Brosnan?
Rory.
Yeah.
Rory.
Okay. Rory Brosnan.
Yes.
As he's known. Okay.
Yes. Alias.
Charles Bronson.
Taken. Taken, or you want me to go that route?
I would like you to have a death wish.
Okay. I feel like I've had one and I'm over that, but however... Okay.
Just ready to do what you can for the podcast.
For the podcast.
You will kill for the podcast, you will die for the podcast.
Maybe do some daring stunts out in Dublin that get the attention of the police.
Exactly.
And there for social media.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
And then the will they, won't they thing, is that amongst the Goose members?
Yeah.
Or the, it's, just the
it's
single?
Mark and Len.
Mark and Len, yep.
Who's, Len is the goblin with the...
Nose thing.
Yeah, who could barely talk, just make gurgling noises.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think Mark would really be into that. Anyway, and then we still got Kelly Shutter.
Kelly is an enigma. I think we can all agree.
We can all agree. She's only appeared on one podcast.
She's only appeared on one podcast.
Does she exist? Well, she does exist because she appeared on that one podcast.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. But was that a character?
Was that one of your characters, Rory?
Who knows? I mean, just...
That's true. Rory would do anything for this podcast.
include make someone exist that never has.
Okay, great, guys. Well, anyway, I've got to go because I've got to...
I've got to
go
Emer,
and talk
for all your help.
To Bellex One. So, listen...
You haven't answered the whole Ross and Rachel syndrome.
Oh, Ooh, syndrome.
Yeah.
Well, we're also going to try and get a bit of a the thing that was going on with Sawyer and the girl and the other fella on Lost. So maybe if Rory or maybe Kelly could also be interested in Len the Goblin. You know, just
definitely
just,
Kelly would be into that. I think
you need some hetero stuff in there, so that would be Kelly. It can't be three dudes.
No, it can't be three. No, it's two. We don't really. Yeah.
Homophobe.
It's too many penises.
No, not
it's
homophobe.
It's too many penises. He's right. They're too
so
many
we'll
penises.
Pencil in Kelly for now. Great. Yeah. Great, guys.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Emer. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks
appreciate
pretty much,
it.
Guys. Yeah. Emer. Okay, bye.
Bye,
Emer.
Bye, Emer.
Bye, Emer. Bye.
Emer. Bye. Wow, that lady just appeared out of nowhere.
Canton, I have some big news for you.
What's this now?
Emer is going to set you up on a sexy date with Len the Goblin.
Oh.
As a nose piece.
We thought you might be into that.
No, of course not.
You prefer
a
hobgoblin?
No, why would I be into that?
Okay, well, here's his number,
crazy.
And look, it's up to you. Look, here's his number, Mark. You do whatever you want to do. It's your life,
the
you
goose.
Know?
Yeah, listen
the goose. The goose. The goose.
Next week the goose. On The Goose. Hey guys, listen, there's something I just want to talk to you about.
I love you, Mark. I love you, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to be chasing sharks in Dublin Bay.
Me too. Me too.
Just for the podcast. Don't forget, listeners, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Teachers Club, Parnell Square West, €8 in. I think you'll like us because we're pretty.
T plus T plus T plus T.